So, he was thinking we're walking.
No, we're not walking here. Chase, we're not walking yet. This is not the walk.
We aren't going anywhere yet.
Not yet. Not yet. Mm-hmm. What you do is you just stand up here, and then come, you want to see the church. When you start walking down, it's after the view. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Don't get
rid
of it. No, but don't
get mad.
Yesterday we were driving to Jerusalem from the west, and we saw the green area, right? It's the same mountain. 1 mile apart. One side facing the rain, one side is in the rain shadow, and that's the wilderness.
Oh, wow.
Well, when you look at it, do you see the green grass? Friends, this is not a desert. You can sustain animals here. Sheep, goats, and wild animals all year round. So when you go to the shepherd field, it's not one small area. It's the whole area that you see here. Jordan Valley, Dead Sea, it's a little hazy there. And then you see the Moab Mountains. Oh, do you see two antennas there or something like that? No, first time I see it.
Yes.
Just down from there, a little bit to the right, that's Mount Nebo. Can you imagine in the morning, the view that Moses had? You know, when you stand on Mount Nebo, it's no difference than it was in those days. Let's continue this way. And after we go to the rail, then we're going a little bit down.
Thank you.
because a burial site is considered to be unclean. People had to be buried outside the city wall, had to be buried in the day, and you cannot touch the dead, and priests cannot be around the area of the cemetery. I know that Zechariah was a priest, and I know that Mother Mary was supposed to go and see Elizabeth where they were preparing the stuffed bread. There's one thing I want to share with you, as I mentioned Zechariah, because we're not going to go to the birthplace of John the Baptist. If you think about Zechariah, when Elizabeth, and she has a wonderful name, but we don't get it in English, Elisheva, Eli, remember how Jesus on the cross says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, Sheva, my God promised me to have a child. So Elizabeth is the meaningful name, and Mary comes to see her. She believes, and Zechariah does not believe, and that's why he lost his ability to speak. We know another one that happened to him, Moses. And that's why Moses lost the priesthood and it went to his father. And Zechariah doesn't know that he lost his ability to speak. And all his life as a priest, he prepared himself for once in a lifetime to give sermon in the Temple Mount. He invites all the family, they prepare the stuffed bread, they go to the temple, the whole crowd is there. And he stands out, nothing comes out of his mouth. Just think about it. And then what came out is what is called the Benedictus later on. I think it's awesome. So the burial site is not a clean place, it's outside. All believe that the Messiah will come. The dry bones will come to life, so they try to be buried on the eastern side of Jerusalem. As it says, ashes to ashes, dirt to dirt, you try to be buried in the ground. But as you know, it's very hard to bury in the ground when it's so hard. But it's not so hard. First you have the caves, and then the rock here is very special. Look at this rock, look how hard it is. This is called Kirton. And the hard part is called Nari. But if you go beyond the layer that is exposed to the surface, look at this. Mm-hmm. See, I can break it here. Mm. See, it's so soft. Okay, it's so soft. So what you do is, you break through a little hole, because this is hard, and the moment you go in, you do it like a bell shape. What happened here, this part just gave in. And this is what you see here. As we go to Masada that day, I'll show you, there's a cave like this that they did the priest vessels that were made all of stone. Because you never can say that the stone is unclean, because stone is made by God. So the priest and all the utensils and vessels at the temple were made of stone. So this place, after you take it, use it for storage or use it for the stone itself, you can bury people here. So that's a burial site. And usually, after the bad smell came out of the body, you know he's dead. And therefore, you put a stone that is eternal stone. In Hebrew, it's called golal. And the best way to do it is to roll the stone. I think there's only four that are left from 2000, and one is right here. So I'll show it to you. Look at the picture, because I'm going to talk about it.
Another tomb that I would like you to see down here.
a little darker so you can take it. You don't need to go down, but if you want to. Right. Can I walk down there?
You can walk down and you can come forth too.
There's several of them down here.
Really?
Yeah.
So anybody got a lie?
And there will be so much water, fresh water, that there will be fish in the Dead Sea. Can you all hear me? And did you ever wonder how that can happen? I want you to know that it's already happening. Why? Look, the coming of the fish in the area of the Dead Sea. Why is that? Because the Dead Sea is receding, we have a lot of fresh springs to the surface. We see a phenomenon when we go to Masada, sinkholes that are, and they create awesome colors because the mineral springs and streams. And what happens is the birds fly from one place to another, and the mud they get has eggfish. And wherever they land, it doesn't take long, and we see fish in all these springs. And these springs are under Dead Sea water. And that's interesting. One other thing I wanted to point out to you, remember, you know, the nature, the flora, has so much with the parables that Jesus used. And when he gave life to Lazarus, he see a fig tree, like this one. And what is the time of the year? Very close to where we are now. When you see a little bit of the leaves, a little bit of the green fruit, and you know how you call the green fruit? Pav. P-A-W-G. I say on purpose like pav, strong, because that's the way you call it. What else in Hebrew is called pav? Immature baby. A baby that is born 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. Any baby that is immature, that is born, in those days hardly made it. So the place is called the house of immature baby or the green fruit. Now, what's special about the fig tree, not like the olives and not like the dates and not like the grapes? It ripes gradually. Every day you come out, 5, 10, 20 fruit, the next day, the next 20 fruit. You can live on 5 figs a day. This is source of life. So when you come out, there's no fruit.
Take pictures of that.
Go ahead, babe. No, no, you're fine, right where you are. Do what you need to do, and I'll take a picture.
Awful sound, but they have beautiful family life. Do you see the water tanks on the building? They have the white, not very pretty. The black one, you see it only in the Arab community. And by the way, the church tried to build a whole neighborhood with no zoning permits, and that's why these houses are empty and it's in court now. That's why. They're empty because they built the whole thing without zoning permit. But the black container, and that helps to warm the water to begin with. And then you have the solar unit also, and you put it high so you have good pressure on the water. And it's a problem. And then we have to use something to put it down because it breaks your pipe.
So what will happen?
I'm sure they come to see. Who wants to? This is a Franciscan place, and I'm sure they'll come to see. Okay, we're looking at the West Bank, and now I would like to point out to you. I'll try to do it as short as possible, and one of the reasons I want to talk about it is that you're going to Bethlehem today. The area here was not supposed to be part of Jordan. It was supposed to be one section which was called the West Bank. It was the West Bank of the Dead Sea and the River Jordan. If you ask me what I think, it doesn't matter how the Palestinian people became Palestinian. The moment somebody identifies himself as one nation, that's what he is. I think you cannot argue with that. That to put aside. What happened with the West Bank is because before 1967, Israel was under bombshell, and the width, we call it the wasteland in Israel, was 9 miles. And Israel did not expect 9 miles, but not for 1 kilometer or mile, for 24 miles in the middle of the country, it was 9 to 12 miles. It's like nothing. So what happened is the results of the independence war made the border what it was. So because it's a result of the war, Israel saw, okay, as a result of the war, we're going to have to become what is called secure border. I'm not getting what is right and what is wrong. I'm just telling you the situation. So the West Bank now is divided to 3 territories, A, B, and C. A, totally controlled by Palestinians, like Jenin, Shechem, Bethlehem, Jericho, many others and more territories. Then you have mutual control, B, most of the area that you see here. And you see, when we go to Masada, we'll see Palestine and Israel going the same way. And C, along what is called the secure line, is only by Israelis. Not all the Jewish settlements are on C. And that is the issue. Not all the Jewish people in Israel agree with all the settlements. Some of the settlements were built in an area that is not agreed on, and these people say, I don't care who's going to rule this area. it's a promised land. I am a religious man. Whoever going to, we're here. And like you have the Samaritans in Samaria. This is one. When we started to have the suicide bomber, and I think you can tell there's less now, a lot less now than we used to have, and happened to me that I had my bedroom was on the third floor, you know, like a cottage thing, and I saw my son going to the bus, and it seems he was going to the museum and not to school, so he was turning back. He says, and I said, Nir, and I was in the bathroom, so I wasn't dressed. So he said, I said, Nir, why are you coming back? The one who came to pick me up yesterday. He says, I'm going to the museum today. We're starting later. And the whole bus stop went up in air. Oh. My daughter, I was on the phone twice. She was supposed to go to a meeting. She was like a bodyguard because she did hand-to-hand combat and she was in judo. So there was like a meeting. And I was in Turkey. I don't know why I said to her, I did. I had a room. Use the home. So she said to me, what am I doing, pajama party? Or like she was like making fun. I said, please. And seven of her friends were killed. So the suicide bomber was a nightmare here. So they decided to build a wall. One thing for sure, whatever you agree with, the moment, and it's going to happen, there could be a Palestinian state, there will be a border. It's just like the border between Mexico and the United States, you know? You want independent, you have independent, but then you're not connected. And if you're not connected, see how many. Look at Rami, our driver. He has a home in the West Bank. But he preferred to be within Jerusalem, pay rent in a house, because by doing that, he gets all the benefits of being Israeli. You know, social fare, welfare, children allowance, birth of a child, education, and so on. So there's a problem here. Either you're going to split, and then you have to rely on your own people, or you want to be part of Israel. It's going to be very, very tough now, and you do need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I see ways that I don't like. One word. The only thing they were saying, and Bibi Netanyahu, stupid people are so stupid to use words that can be understood or can be manipulated or can be used. You know you live in an area that is so sensitive. Why to say that you're making a national site on Rachel's tomb and the Machpelah cave? Everybody, you, the only thing that they were talking about, you asked me how do we retain those tourist sites. They were saying which places are going to get money to do restoration. Keep it like that. Why do you have to put the word national in it? Who is paying for it? We, Palestinian Israelis, pay for it just the same. It was a stupid.
But didn't they cut off access during the Intifada? Didn't the Palestinians cut off access to Rachel's tomb?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Definitely, they did. Definitely. I'm not. It's not easy. I don't want you to think that it's easy. But whatever you do, both sides. It's difficult, but in negotiation, you have to show respect, and the tone and the way you say things are crucial. And I think you see it in business, and you see it in daily life, and unless we implemented respect for each other, no matter what, in words, even we have a lot of friends on both sides, but you have to show it. And that's the, I think this is the real issue here.
Where's the sea area?
What?
Where's the sea area?
Sea area, I'll tell you where is sea area. Sea area is close to En Gedi. There. Sea area is around the ring around Jerusalem. That's sea area.
When you talk about the words of
respect. Here it's B. Here it's B.
Respect between the two parties. Are you talking about the Israeli government negotiating with the
both.
Palestinian leaders?
Both, yeah. The
question that I have is that the Palestinian leadership, their written intention is to remove Israel. Is that not correct? To get rid of Israel. How do you negotiate with
that? It's not the Palestinian leaders that are in control now. You're talking about the Hamas.
And PLO?
What is PLO today? Okay, I don't want to go further than that. Is it okay?
Yeah.
That will be the tour, and I don't
want to. If any of you want a picture of the wall, you need
mixed.
To step here between
so this
the
is
trees,
mixed.
And you'll
right?
see it there, because as you go into Bethlehem, that's a, an area they cannot take pictures.
Oh, at the wall.
And the village is right there in the Nazarene. Not that one. Yeah.
So if you want a picture of the wall, you can see it pretty distinctly.
Take it now or never, basically. Hey, so isn't it interesting that we have such an informed audience that our tour guide is on the side of the Israeli spectrum, and immediately a couple of Americans kind of jump on her and say, wait, wait, what about? Isn't that, like, everything's mixed up now in the world. It's great, really. You know, in a way, it's great.
What was it you thought that was a stupid remark? I didn't.
The
middle.
I got it mixed up.
No. What happened was we had mentioned this about a week, 2 weeks ago. Netanyahu and the Israelis declared two sites to be basically like what we would call United States heritage sites in the U.S.
Remember she used that word, sites, searching for the word for it.
So the sites where, you're saying it's of national historic importance, Abraham Lincoln's cottage, Mount Vernon,
national treasure.
The Lincoln Memorial, national treasure,
to be national
Rachel's
sites.
Rachel's tomb, Bethlehem, where Rachel died on the way to Bethlehem. And then the other one, I'm drawing a blank. She said, use the word some blank. Piltzak or something like that, I forget. So, those two sites, in the past, the Palestinians have come in, particularly during conflict, and blocked them off. So imagine if, for example, let's just use a wild example, all the Mexican immigrants in America went to the San Jacinto Memorial, which was the battle that liberated Texas and led to the Republic, and said, we're mad at what you're doing over in Spain or wherever. So no one else can go here anymore. No gringos, no Yankees here anymore. Just suppose, imagine. You would say,
it's not acceptable.
And so what the Israeli government has done, and probably they weren't diplomatic enough about it, is they said, these are now national sites. And they kind of bring them under the umbrella of the national parks. They're still in Palestinian-held territory. It's not like the troops are marching in, but they're designating it. But that has led to a lot of anger and frustration. It's the most dangerous, volatile thing going on right now while we're here.
And what goes along with that, the parallel that I used is with the city of David, the old city of David, where they're doing excavation. That's, instead of being a nationalized, nationally financed system, it's privately.
Yeah.
It's a private enterprise. And that allows them to accept monies from all over the world, and it removes it from the
control of one government or the other.
Well, it removes from the connotation of nationalism, because it's tough enough that it's
right.
Zion,
right.
You know. So it's extremely sensitive. And I don't understand how they would have the wherewithal to do it at one place and not be uniform, realizing that it's beneficial.
Why not do that in other places?
Experience has proven that it's been a good method.
Well, maybe because Rachel's tomb isn't substantial enough to get funding for it.
Could be.
That's not
enough. That's a very possible.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't see her there. I guess we are, because people are taking them, right?
Yeah, I know, but you know, you got
to own it. No, I agree with you.
Simon, who have leprosy, and the whole story of Bethany, Lazarus, to come Sunday, you can see the beautiful wall that you see here, coming up from Jerusalem, men, women, children, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Very interesting pictures, one of the same side, and here is the front of this side.
The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an indictment. wept because they, the people at home, they were religious people. They did not recognize God among them. So, when longer term than they agreed, I would raise the question, as does Ray Mandelbaum, where I get this information. History is entitled that the world may have known. Why does God weep for you today? Does he weep out of affection and love and struggles and trials and watching the stuff that we go through, the concern of life? Or does he weep because, even for church-going people, he recognizes that we do not yet know him? You see, salvation is in the born-again experience. It's not in church attendance or preaching or anything else. The question will not be how long have you been in church or were you on the real world. It simply will be, are you born again? And what did you do with my son Jesus? So I leave that with you as we make this Palm Sunday experience. Know that it's much more than that, especially as we take this journey this morning and this week, today and tomorrow.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
They said it's locked. We'll stop in a minute, so we're going ahead.
Oh gosh, yeah, I keep leaving this hat everywhere I go. As far as I saw, I assume that was him. Yeah, no. Send it to you via YouSendIt. Have you heard of that site? I need an email address. I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of these. I'm in it now.
You don't know how to do it?
No. What'll happen? It's real simple. Yeah. Right. Send a WAV file via email.
Water?
Bookmarks for dollar.
What?
For dollar, send it.
Bookmarks. No, it's about water.
What'll happen is you'll get an email that'll say, David has sent you something. Click on this link, and you'll click on it. It'll come probably, the email will probably come from YouSendIt, but they might send it under my email, but I doubt it. But it'll say, you know, David has sent you something. So you click on it, and that sends you, sure, yeah, and that sends you to the website. And then what it does is it allows you, me and you, to transfer large files up to, I think, 100 megabytes, pretty large files, which audio files are large files. And so it enables the transfer of those files, because a normal email server, after about 10 megs, it'll cap out and it'll bounce the message back because it's just too big.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm kind of user illiterate.
I just found out about this site myself because I was having trouble with these things bouncing on me.
Davis is real. No, I know, but I couldn't get it because I farted on it.
Holy Lamb Bible.
to Manavati's.
Is it easy to open?
Thank you. When we go to Manavati's today, it's going to be so clear, so beautiful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you send her audio files?
Picture, right?
Usually what'll happen is it'll prompt you to activate a program that's already on your hard drive.
Give you a few minutes to take a picture. So we start, I explain.
It should, on this type of file, it should designate what type. It should be, it's usually, it's called a WAV, W-A-V.
Dot
W-A-V.
You see how steep it is? Constantly, or you decide to write and meet us at Gethsemane. Look at the road you're to the left.
I'm gonna try to head up there.
Yeah. It's a climb.
Yeah, I know. Pardon? Pardon? Excuse me? Sure. Excuse me, gentlemen. I just need to slip through. Pardon me. Thank you. Thank you for the message.
We do have accidents, but not a road like this. A road like this, you're more careful, but highways. Here, look at the car.
Okay, got my...
I don't know why I need this.
Bless this food for nourishment, Jesus.
Look at the church to the left-hand side. It's the Carmelite Church of Paternoster. Our Father, Jesus taught the disciples the Lord Prayer. It's closed on Sunday. And what is the best here is the view. And one thing for sure, it didn't say this is what happened. Here, there, it always said Mount of Olives. And we should see it as Mount of Olives.
Bethpage. Actually, I mispronounced it. Bethpage.
Yes, Bethpage is part of Mount Olives, but the east
with an F. Bethpage. Usually,
open,
usually see it spelled Beth and then P H A G E.
And there.
Wow.
We'll have our group picture, restrooms, and your private, you know, your own picture, and then we'll start walking down the hill Palm Sunday. Right? Thank you. From now on, please, please watch your belongings. Right? Watch your pocket. Better to leave things on the bus. Keep single dollar handy if you want to get things from the vendors. Let's go. If anybody needs single dollars, you can get them from and I'll show you where the restrooms are.
And we're off.
Okay, so I'm gonna keep my single dollars.
So I'll see you there outside. What? We gotta find a court, man. Got it?
I appreciate a hand.
You're welcome. My pleasure. You got it? Here.
The dollar's not a tip. I'm holding
that. Oh, you're not giving that to me? It's a dollar dollar. You know what they say around here, dollar dollar. Jen. I know you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. We'll talk about it later. Okay. Well, I'm stationed here. You got it?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Here, just hand it to me and I'll hand it back to you. Want me to open it for you, babe?
Finishing up the water, but I don't...
Want me to open it for you? Okay. Short is in front, and then we'll kind of do like this.
Check your leg. Please, kindly. Lovely morning.
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
Thank you.
I'd like to have all Zacchaeus coming.
Zacchaeus. All the ladies?
No, Zacchaeus.
Oh. Zacchaeus. Darling, would you not... No, not a Zacchaeus. Okay.
Okay. More down, more down. We're coming down.
Oh. Darling, when are you?
He's the Shelley.
Okay, sister.
He's the Shelley of the church.
Okay.
You have to be, darling. If you have a husband, I can follow you. Okay. Second line, back up, one arm length, please. Second line, second line.
Good.
I can't see your arm. Back. Okay, the third line, two arm lengths. Third line, two arm length.
What is this?
Brother. I like to have
Yes, we mind. No, we don't mind. We don't mind. Who's saying they mind? That's off. Need a comb, babe, or anything?
Probably do, but how do I look?
A little wind blown.
It's kind of rough, right?
Yeah, we'll just put it over there. There you go. Just kind of off to the side. Very chic. Very chic. Here we go. First shot, everybody. That was funny.
I know.
Did you hear him bark at those two young fellas? They moved, man.
You don't like it, give us the tippy back. The bitch will be 10 by 12 and this size and if older like this.
Yeah.
For $10. Who would buy such a deal. If it's good, raise your hand. If it's good.
Yeah, we'll give it.
Hands up.
Are we going to have one that's good? We're not?
I'm not.
Oh, sure, why not?
All right, you get one.
All right. 11, 12,
13,
14, love you.
Love you. 18,
19. Thank you. My group, stand fast. Let's get our own picture.
Very nice. Jerusalem, Bethlehem and Nazareth, $1. And he has 30 postcards for $1. You have to buy from him. Restrooms, your own pictures, as quick as you can. Meet right here. Just about, you see the sun? You see the man with the light blue hat? Down there.
Oh, down there. Oh, cool. Camel. Sir, is it okay to pet him? Hey, you don't look too happy, bro. Nah, you're not, are you? Okay. Peace. Camel's not so happy. If I'm not mistaken, that's a growl from a camel. Hi.
Good.
How's it going? You got the best spot right here.
Come here.
What?
No, stand here.
Stand right here? Is this the best spot?
If you want to read it, the best spot, come, go up.
Yeah?
Go up there.
Yeah?
That corner.
Okay.
Okay, this way.
All right, thanks.
On the grass.
Oh. You're sure it's okay?
Of course.
Okay. Like here?
Take your position the way you like it.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Didn't you just died on me, you sucker? Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. What do you want?
Orlando, sir.
Yes, Pashmina, steak.
We don't have money.
Yep, not a cent left, right?
Brother, you want the Pashmina shelf? You want the shelf?
No, I'm gonna pass. Thank you.
Yeah, the guy said put it on the.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
No, thank you, sir. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's what I was getting a picture of. I can hear Zippy over there zipping us. And that's the wall that's walled off, right? That's the gate.
Yeah. I don't know if she'll take us there. I've never seen them take the groups there.
They'll probably take us through there. I'm not sure what gate that is, but I bet they take us through there. Where's the Tower of David? Is that it over there? No, right there. The highest, the higher place. But this is all the Temple Mount. And the thinking is that the temple might have actually been, I think they're saying that, I'm not sure, I'm turned around. Oh wait, there's that colonnade. I think they're saying the temple was up there.
What is that church with the gold dome?
That's called the Golden Dome. Maybe Church of All Nations. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Church of All Nations. Built by,
So you said, so...
And what's this one that looks like a crown?
One of them is Church of All Nations.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there's another one there too, so we just make our...
That's view. Not it, but...
We better get going. We better get going over here. She's going to be... No. Where'd she go? Be careful, baby love. Stick together, you say? Okay, I'm down with that.
Something like that, yeah. Oh, it will be, yeah. So, have a good day.
You too, thanks. Salam. Figure, he's not, I'm figuring Arab, not Jewish, so I'm saying Salam, I don't know. It doesn't matter to him.
Salam or Salim?
Salim.
One valley, which is called the Kidron Valley, the divide between Mount of Olives and the Temple Mount and Jerusalem, and the name of this valley is the Kidron Valley. There are three valleys that make Jerusalem, and if you look at this, it's like the letter Shin, El Shaddai, and the word El Shaddai actually is three words, Shomer Dlatot Israel. It's not breast or anything, it's initials of three words. Shomer, guard, door, Israel. God, guard, doors of Israel. That was the story of Passover, which we're facing. They marked the door and the angel passed over the home. If you remember this, you have the topography and you have the city of Jerusalem. Hinnom Valley to this direction. Down here is the Kidron Valley. And I would like to talk about it as we go further down. Well, you have a better view. The only thing I will not be able to see well from there is the city of David. If you take the corner of the wall of the city, to the left hand side you see a road, you see a house that is painted with white. Continue to the left, an excavation, forum style, retaining of the palace that was found there. Steps leading down to the Gihon Spring, Hezekiah tunnel goes underneath, send the water to the Pool of Siloam, and beyond that is the valley where they found the Wall of Solomon all the way up towards the western wall. Let's continue further down and I'll tell you some more.
Thank you. to 10, how you feeling? Is that a 5? Love you. Hmm?
That's how I love you, too.
You're not feeling well, are you? We're not going down to Bethlehem, no, we're going down to the Kidron Valley, off the Mount of Olives. We're following the way Jesus went on Palm Sunday. You know Kobe Bryant?
No.
He didn't know Kobe. Sad.
You know, sometimes I think, let's make a circle here. I wish this door was open, but it's not. Sometimes I think also the frame of the picture is important, and also the plants in the Hebrew tradition makes a lot of meaning. And the olive is a symbol of peace. The cedar of Lebanon is strength and straight, and we have other herbal plants that are used tabernacle, but they also use at the end of the Sabbath day and beginning of the Sabbath day. They used it also when Jesus died. They used them to purify the body before putting in the shroud and then onto the tomb. This is a gorgeous picture through here if you can get it. And why? Because as you can see to the right hand side, you see something within the wall that has two arches that are sealed. This is the Eastern Gate, the beautiful gate that was sealed from the early Christian era. Sits right over the Eastern Gate. Palm Sunday, we would have gone straight down and then through this gate into the Temple Mount. You see the Golden Dome, and on the right-hand side of the Golden Dome, you see four arches, you see it? And a gray dome. You're looking at the area of the Holy of the Holies. This is what I will try to do and take you there tomorrow, so you will be at the Temple Mount. If you take the Golden Dome, which is the Dome of the Rock, the Holy of the Holy was supposed to be further to the right. Why further to the right? Because the temple was further to the right. The whole area of Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is the black dome and the roof that you see there, is actually a whole addition that was added by Herod the Great, which was called the Royal Tower. He added this in the south and Antonia in the north to make sure that he controlled the Temple Mount. Even today, if there's riot, they're in the temple, and he knew it. He used to sit over the steps, which are called the teaching steps, that they used to come into the temple to have control, but also to show that he is above. And the Antonia was. So when you think about the temple, it's only the green area around the Golden Dome. Do you see what I mean? Only the green area. So if you take the center of the green area, it is off to the right of the Golden Dome. And that would be the site of the Holy of the Holies. If you take the Golden Dome and you go straight up, you see two gray domes. One small one, one bigger one. Actually, there's one more there. That's the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. We know, and all scholars would say, know that Calvary is the site of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. When Jesus is crucified, the earth split and the veil split in front of the Holy of the Holies. Why do I say this is the only one? We'll talk a lot about it. When you go to the Garden Tomb, they don't say anymore this is the place, because they know it's not, but it doesn't matter. Why? We go to see the place where it happened, but there's so many ornaments that were edited that it's so hard for us to feel what it was. So we go to the Garden Tomb, and the Garden Tomb is a tomb that has all the elements that are mentioned in the Bible. So we're going to close our way of the cross there in the Garden Tomb. It would be more quiet, and I think we're going to close our pilgrimage also there. I would like to go further down and tell you some more. One of the reasons I go, we will do the reading somewhere else. That's what.
Wherever you want to.
Yeah,
you
later.
Want to do them here? Or
no,
later?
Further. Okay. A little further.
What I wanted to point out for many of us that come over, we look at the Dome of the Rock, Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and we think, but that's inside the city.
Okay.
Would you talk about
that?
Yeah,
I'm going to talk about it. Where was the wall? And I will prove it to you as I go further down. I was going to say, okay, the reason, I don't know if you know, I do this Palm Sunday starting from there. I'm trying to get rid of all the crowd and to give you a little more private time as to do Palm Sunday. We're going to go to the Church of Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem, which is Dominus Flavit, but on the way I'm going to go into the cemetery, so we'll see better and then we'll do some reading. Let's go. Okay, El Shaddai, Shomer, Shin, guard, D, door, D, Israel, you know it's the same, door, Israel, it's the same, Delet, door, it's the same, Israel, God guard the door of Israel, so that's why you put it on the door.
Oh, okay. Well, I know the song, El Shaddai.
Yeah, now you sing it, yes, and you know how meaningful it is.
Yes, I was wondering what all that meant. Now I know.
Yeah, I have a lot of Christian friends here, me too. Yep. I have a lot of Christian friends that have a mezuzah on the door. Yes. It's so meaningful.
I guess that could kind of be interpreted several different ways,
right? Yep. Yeah, but later on you put more meaning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know people.
Yeah, it could be. That could be an elephant. Yeah. Take a quick picture here.
Going around trying to tidy up. I just wanted to tell you that. It's so
I think
funny.
I had heard that story, but I'm glad you reminded me. That's hysterical. That's a funny story. It's great.
Okay. I'll just get over it. Some of these tombs, my great-grandparents buried here further down. What we see here, this is a Jewish cemetery. Part of the Jewish cemetery is very, very old. 60,000, bless you, ancient tombs were found here. If you look at some of the old tombs, you can see right here. The dead are buried below ground. The way they are buried is more traditionally done by Ashkenazi Jews. The Jews that came from Europe, namely the east part of Europe, and the dead are buried with their head to the east, except priests. Priests are buried the other way around, you know, with your head, right? And then another thing that I wanted to point out to you is these stones over the tombs. It's not ashes to ashes. Even when Jesus wept on the city of Jerusalem, he said there will not be one stone standing on the other, but he said also, even the stone will cry out for you. When you're really, really upset in mourning, you say that even a person that had a heart of stone will cry out. And to show great sorrow, you put a stone. Another thing is, the Jewish people felt there's no point of killing a flower for somebody who dies. Another thing is, they could not go say, hi, we are Jews, we're going to see our ancestors in the cemetery, because they were persecuted in Europe. Not only that, I can set the stone in a way that you don't know that I'm putting a message when New Year is starting, when holiday is starting, and it was kind of a secret. And that's why it magnified even more today. In some of the tombs, you see holes at the back or in the box, because this is just an empty box. The dead are buried below ground. And you see a place for a candle. And it says in the book of Proverbs, Nel Adonai Nishmat Adam, flame of God is the spirit of a human being. And that's why we use it as eternal life when somebody dead dies. So this is about the burial. I didn't finish to talk about burial because we'll see other tombs there and I'll tell you some more. We are in Mount of Olives. Behind us is Bethany. Mount of Olives, a lot of things happen. Ascension, right? Talk. From Sunday, I think from here you see very well the last journey of Christ and Jesus. And how do you see it? Do you remember how the church of Annunciation in Nazareth looked like? Cone shape, black shape? Look up on the hill, you see your mission. To the left hand side, you see a tree, we're going there. Then you see a minaret and a dome, and some trees behind it. Can you all see it? You're looking at the Last Supper. Everybody, you see, from the Last Supper room, he went down to what is called a Sion Gate. Recently was found, I wish you could give me as much time with Jerusalem as you gave me in the Galilee. I can show you everything. And then, that valley, you see there's a red roof building and all that. To the left, there's a valley. This is Gate Ben Hinnom, Hinnom Valley. This is where the Jebusites used to sacrifice the firstborn son. The scream of the mother, children, was like hell. It's called Valley of Hell. In Hebrew, there are two ways to say hell. Gehenna, or Azazel, which is the scapegoat hill. I'll tell you about it when we go to the wilderness. Then, do you see beyond the cemetery, a building with few trees? Right beyond that, there's some buildings. There's a hill, nothing on this hill but at the bottom a monastery. You're looking at the field of blood. Some of the riots that started today, this is what was called at the bottom the King's Garden. And they wanted to clear it and to excavate it. So this is part of the problems that we're facing today. The field of blood is the place where the Maccabees revolt on the gates of the Hellenistic 164 BC. Antiochus Epiphanes, Jewish people who celebrate Hanukkah. But also, this is the very place that Judah, after he betrayed Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane, he hanged himself. So the field of blood is there. I mention it on the way Jesus went, because he went to the place where the firstborn son was sacrificed for his healing to God. Then he went to the Kidron Valley, which is this valley right here. And this is the place where the blood of the sacrifice of the temple was washed down, and from here down to the Dead Sea. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and then he was taken no more free. From now on, he's being led, and this time, and I'm giving you the fact according to the things that were revealed in all the excavation. If I had time, I would have taken you under the Jewish quarter, and I would have taken you to houses of priests from the time of Herod and to the high priest house. It was found right after the Black Dome, see it? El Aqsa Mosque. There are many little white domes, see it? And then right above it, there's a big white dome, Black Dome. And then if you see the Black Dome behind it, there's a building. There's wide windows, right? Right there, underneath, they found the high priest house. And the high priest house had a big courtyard, two, like a pagoda tower. And on purpose, the garden, the courtyard was open, facing the other side of the corner, the pinnacle. There's one thing we have to understand daily. Whenever you do so, you didn't go into the temple whenever you want. Because every time you go to the temple, you had to go through ritual bath. And that would spend a lot of water. So they used to gather over the pinnacle. We have two places. Mount of Temptation, Satan tried to tempt Jesus. So the message, it's mountain of fire, announcing. So it would message would pass to the Decapolis, to the Gentile, and there one happened on this side behind the Black Dome. The very stone of the pinnacle found, it was found, and it says the house of the trumpet, because every corner were the trumpet of Zion. And on the left hand side of Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Black Dome, you see a wall and you see steps. Part of it is retained with a bridge, you see it? There's a white and green bus right above that. And these are the teaching steps. And this is the time that Jesus read the Torah, his weekly portion of the Bible. And that was the entrance to the temple. So hundreds of bathhouses, ritual bath, mikvahs were found there. This is the place that Peter baptized the Jewish people. Remember when we were in Caesarea, he baptized the Gentile. Here he baptized the Jews. Let's continue. Jesus go from the Last Supper room down fields of blood, Kidron Valley, Gethsemane, to the high priest house, and then to Herod Palace. How did Herod Palace look? Like the palace you saw yesterday in Caesarea. He was taken to a citadel, not just a fortress, the fortress. And we know exactly because the fortress was built first by Hezekiah, first temple period, and it's called Metsudah, just like Metsudah. And if you look, and I'll show you where it is, you see the big hotel and some craters around it. See it? Big hotel on the left hand side of the Golden Dome, straight up the hill, skyline. Okay. Everybody see it? All right. To the left of that, there's a building under construction. You see one wall, no windows, and a dome behind it.
Yeah.
Okay? This is one of three fortresses, real fortresses.
Go to the left and side, you see a tree and another one. And there was one right behind it, which is called Tower of David. You see it. On the left side, you see the minaret of Tower of David.
Oh, yeah.
All three together. Today, it's so clear. It's amazing. So what happened, he's taken to Herod Palace, Pontius, Citadel, and then Calvary. And what is that? Look at the Golden Dome. Above it, you see the two gray domes I mentioned. To the left hand side of that, you see a tower with a red roof with two windows. Not that, but in between the dome and the tower, that is Calvary. You're going to spend a lot of time. I'll show you a lot of things that we found there tomorrow. So, what happened is, the first way of the cross was called the Cardo. What could be more cardinal to a Christian than taking them through the Last Supper room, the high priest house, the white little domes, Herod Palace, the Citadel, and Calvary? Draw a line, you get the Cardo. From the day he was crucified to the 16th century, that was the Via Dolorosa. And to prove that, we have a map in Jordan called Matava that shows us those road, and it's there as a Christian road. But because the mosque, and then the Crusades, and then the change, it moved to the Praetorium, to another fortress, the Antonia. I'll show you where it is. Go to the Golden Dome back again. Go to the end of the green area, to the further end, beyond, and you see a minaret. And you see a solid building sitting right there. That's the Antonia Fortress. Draw a line that goes up, left, up to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. That's the Via Dolorosa of today. They put 14th station to it because they're 14th generation between Abraham, Moses, Moses to David, David to Jesus. That's why when you go today to the Church of the Nativity, you see a star with a 14 points to it. All right, so we have the Via Dolorosa. When I say Eastern Gate, you know what I'm talking about. When I say Golden Dome, you know Dome of the Rock. Church of the Holy Sepulchre, just want to make sure that you know. And Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Black Dome. Above it, the High Priest House. The Last Supper Room is up on the hill. Hinnom Valley, Kidron Valley. There's another valley that is hard to see. The middle one, like this one, is behind the Golden Dome, behind the Al-Aqsa Mosque. You see a yellow bus there? To the left of the yellow bus. Bride will be driving through there so you see better. Now that you see all this, we're going to find a place in the church of Dominus Flavit. We'll do some reading and we'll continue. Let's go. Be very careful when you go out.
Okay, I need to take some pictures here too, Ben.
All right, good, good.
Watch your steps.
Salim. I'm here, babe.
So the way Jesus wept of Jerusalem, his tear cleans the city of Jerusalem. What direction those tear bottles go? North, south, east, and west. Move a little bit to this way. Think about it. Till 19th century, and I would say till 10 years ago, you will not see, 20 years ago, you will not see so many people coming from north, south, east to west, from Russia, from Indonesia, from China, from all over the world, and it happened only recently to what you see here. And then on top, it's the lighthouse, like the Spirit of the Lord, also representing Mother Mary. When you go in the church, you see an arch. It's only the view, and there's a cross. And the cross does not mark Calvary. He is the sacrifice. The cross marks
the site of the resurrection, where they assumed, or he assumed, the tomb was. Let us go further down, and there's a beautiful place that we can seat, and we'll do some reading. What's the name of this? Dominus Flavit.
Dominus Flavit.
I mean, that's not what that means, but that's what that is.
Look at the crown of thorns, the same bush I showed in Sicilia.
Look at that.
Where are
you? We're trying to do something that will help us. I always believe if you do, certain things help you to remember. So first of all is this, the Shin, and you see it right here, Kidron Valley, Dev Valley, Hinnom Valley, right? So it goes like this, south and north, Kidron Valley, Hinnom Valley goes like that, and right behind the Golden Dome, right behind the Black Dome, and there's a yellow bus there down, that is the valley. Because down here is a spring, David had no choice but to build the city where there's water. And he named it City of David. So here is City of David. Sorry, it's upside down, okay? So there it is, all this area. And I'll show you more than that. Do you see the steps leading down? Above the step to the right, the excavation of the palace called Ofo, the Minol. You see a building with red roof and something blue. This is the Gihon Spring right there. This is where David got into the city. But if you look to the left hand side of the red roof, you see a wall. You see the wall parallel to the concrete. There's concrete underneath. This is the Jebusite wall. This is the wall that King David conquered. And beyond that, that is the City of David right here. What happened with Hezekiah? First of all, this is City of David first. Here, there's the Ophel. It's like this. It's the administration center, the palace. And Solomon built the temple, something round like this. Where is it? Around the Dome of the Black Dome, towards the Golden Dome, that area, that was the Temple Mount, right? What happened is, Hezekiah, in the year 732-724, he built water coming from here, and water coming from here. This is a pool for water, this is a pool for water. Till then, every single drop of water had to be carried up. But the moment I bring water from the north
And from the west, I can bring water to the Temple Mount, and I can enlarge the city to that tower, those three towers that I told you. One, two, and three, with a tower right here. So the city became something like this, all right? Temple Mount, my left thumb, and right here, you can see Hinnom Valley, Kidron Valley, and the whole city extended like this, which means if you take the Golden Dome, take on the left-hand side the two towers and the two fortresses and the tower, anything from these fortresses to the right was completely outside the city. All right? All this area to the right was outside. When Herod come, you know, we have the second temple, same thing, till Herod time. Herod says, the temple you have is not enough. I'm going to enlarge it. What does he do? He built a royal stawa. Okay, like a triangle roof here. He built a fortress, named it after Mark Anthony. And for all this construction, what does he need? A quarry. He take a hill and he started cutting it. And he gets stones of 2 tons to 570 tons. Each stone, and that's the walls of the temple. And he kept cutting and cutting, and then he come to a soft rock that is not good for building. So what does he do? He keep digging around and around, and he end up with a rock that is soft, no good for quarry, and an open theater around it. Friends, this is Calvary. It's outside the city wall. It looks like an amphitheater. It has a high place for execution, the best place for execution, and that's where the church on the right-hand side of the Golden Dome is. And that proves to you that the Dome of the Rock is not in one line with the church. Look to the right-hand side and you see the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, those four arches, and right there, it's lower so you can see, and the Eastern Gate, they're off to the right of the Golden Dome. All right, so that proved to us that the Church of the Holy Sepulchre was outside the city wall. What happened, he needed a lot of money. So he says, how can I get money? He added right here a marketplace. All right, he added a marketplace and surrounded it with a wall. Right here is the citadel. Herod Palace is here, divided to two, right? The two palaces, the citadel, and that's Calvary. That is Calvary, right here. Okay?
We want to do most of our readings for today here. Later on, where we'll be, will likely be crowded, busy, noisy. You'll want to take pictures. So if these people would prepare to read your scriptures, please. Jill Collins with Hezekiah's Tunnel. You need a Bible up on your mind. Betty Duncan Patton with the Kidron Valley. Sherian Harbor, the Mount of Olives. Wanda Barlow, the Palm Sunday Road. And we'll go ahead and read. No, we'll say Mount Zion. That would be enough. Jill Collins, you need a Bible? Second Chronicles 32.
Verses 1 through 12. the king summoned all the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem. The king went up to the Lord's temple, accompanied by all the people of Judah, all the residents of Jerusalem, the priests and the prophets. All the people were there, from the youngest to the oldest. He read aloud all the words of the scroll of the covenant that had been discovered in the Lord's temple. The king stood by the pillar and renewed the covenant before the Lord, agreeing to follow the Lord and to obey his commandments, laws, and rules with all his heart and being, by carrying out the terms of this covenant recorded on this scroll. All the people agreed to keep the covenant. The king ordered Hilkiah, the high priest, the high-ranking priest, and the guards to bring out of the Lord's temple all the items that were used in the worship of Baal, Asherah, and all the stars of the sky. The king burned them outside of Jerusalem in the terraces of Kidron and carried their ashes to Bethel. He eliminated the pagan priests whom the kings of Judah had appointed to offer sacrifices on the high places in the cities of Judah and in the area right around Jerusalem. They offered sacrifices to Baal, the sun god, the moon god, the constellations, and all the stars in the sky. He removed the Asherah pole from the Lord's temple and took it outside Jerusalem to the Kidron Valley where he burned it. He smashed it to dust and then threw the dust in the public graveyard. He tore down the quarters of the male cultic prostitutes in the Lord's temple where women were weaving shrines for Asherah. He brought all the priests from the cities of Judah and ruined the high places where the priests had offered sacrifices, from Deba to Beersheba. He tore down the high place of the goat idol situated at the entrance of the gate of Joshua, the city official, on the left side of the city gate. Now the priests of the high places did not go up to the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, but they did eat unleavened cakes among their fellow priests. The king ruined Topheth in the valley of Ben-Hinnom so that no one could pass his son or his daughter through the fire to Molech. He removed from the entrance to the Lord's temple the statues of horses that the kings of Judah had placed there in honor of the sun god. They were kept near the room of Nathan-Melech, the eunuch, which was situated among the courtyards. He burned up the chariots devoted to the sun god. The king tore down the altars the kings of Judah had set up on the roof of Ahaz's upper room, as well as the altars Manasseh had set up in the chief courtyards of the Lord's temple. He crushed them up and threw the dust in the Kidron Valley.
There you heard mention of several of the valleys right here, right? This reading has to do with Hezekiah's tunnel, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 2, 3, and 4.
A reading from Chronicles. When Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come and that he intended to make war on Jerusalem, he consulted with his officials and military staff about blocking off the water from the springs outside the city, and they helped him. A large force of men assembled and they blocked all the springs and the streams that flowed through the land. Why should the king of Assyria come and find plenty of water, they said. It was Hezekiah who blocked the upper outlet of the Euphrates spring and channeled the water down to the west side of the city of David. He succeeded in everything he undertook. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
While she's looking up Matthew 6, Wanda Marlowe, if you would read to us Matthew 19 regarding the Palm Sunday road that we are walking on. Verse 5, Mount of Olives.
you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive men who have sinned against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive you their sins.
The traditional side to that teaching of by Jesus to the disciples is located at the Church of Tatum Musker that Sippy mentioned over this direction as we got on the bus again this morning to come this way. That's why that one was selected on the Mount of Olives. Found it. Palm Sunday Road, Matthew 19, verse 28 to 44.
Because they heard that he had given this miraculous sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him."
And one last one, if we may. I don't have anyone assigned, so if there's someone here that has not had opportunity to read yet and says, "I'll do that," it's related to the Garden of Gethsemane, where we are going. It is Matthew 26. Is there anyone? Matthew 26. Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he had said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground, and he prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink it, may your will be done. If it is not possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping, because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let's go. Here comes my betrayer." Just a thought, and then Zacchaeus, at Capernaum, you'll remember up in the Galilee, but Capernaum in particular, we saw a Gethsemane, a weight. Remember at the olive press that is lifted up and olives are set underneath and the weight is pressed down. That is referred to, if you lift it up, as a Gethsemane or Gethsemane. This area is that, and what Jesus was experiencing there, we are Gethsemane's, each of us. We are the weight that crushed the Christ, the cross, his sacrifice, his bleeding. He did it for you and me, and the weight was the weightiness of your and my sin, the sin of the whole world. And when he was crucified, he cried out, "Why, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And yet there on the cross, remember, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." This was just a good time to read all of these scriptures, the places we'll be visiting today, and maybe it'll stir something of God up with us. God bless you.